Track 35. Step 5.
This is how Coca-Cola actually handled the problem. Initially, full-page advertisements were taken out in European newspapers to reassure the public that the quality of Coke was irreproachable. This was not totally successful, as the public at that time could still remember a similar contamination scare at Perrier some years before, and all the talk was of pesticides on fruit and mad cow disease. But fortunately, the source of the Coke contamination was eventually traced to a strange fungicide on cans shipped from Dunkirk and poor carbon dioxide at Coca-Cola's bottling plant in Antwerp, which makes the Coke taste a little different, but does no real harm. It wasn't the Coke itself, but the cans that were contaminated. Coke took the necessary measures, and at enormous cost to the company, all 17 million cases of Coke were withdrawn. Finally, in a spectacular public relations coup, and as an apology to the Belgians who had been ill, Coca-Cola offered a free 1.5-liter bottle of Coke to each and every one of Belgium's 10 million citizens. Coke was immediately back in the stores.